"Love Dora," Miss Murdstone said. "You love her money." "Miss Murdstone," Mr. Spenlow said, "please be quiet." He turned to me. "Copperfield," he said, "I invited you to my house, and you were polite and friendly to me. I thought that you were a gentleman, but you were being dishonest. You wrote love letters to my daughter. I shall not let you see her again." "I can't promise not to see her," I said. "I love your daughter, and your daughter loves me. It will make her unhappy if she can't see me."
"You are young," Mr. Spenlow said. "I will send Dora to France again. Then you will forget her."
"I can't forget her," I told him. "I love her."
"Don't be silly," Mr. Spenlow said. "Your aunt has lost her money. You are a poor man. I am quite rich. At the moment, Dora will get my money when I die. But I can change that. Do you understand?"
"I understand," I said. "If I don't promise to forget her, you will not leave your money to Dora."
"Exactly," Mr. Spenlow said. "Think about it, Copperfield. Talk to your aunt. Dora cannot marry a poor man. Your aunt will understand, even if you don't."
"I'll think about it," I said. "But please, sir, don't be angry with Dora."
"I won't be unkind to her," Mr. Spenlow said. "Don't worry, you can go now. And think about your promise."
I was very unhappy. I talked to my aunt, but she could not help me. I saw Julia Mills, and she felt sorry for me, but she could not help me either. That night I did not sleep. The next morning I went to the office. The clerks were talking excitedly. "What's wrong?" I asked.
"It's Mr. Spenlow," they said.
"Is he ill?" I asked.
"No," they said. "He's dead."
"Dead?" I said. "How?"
"He was on his way home last night," they said. "His horse ran away, and the carriage turned over. It killed him."
It was terrible news for Dora, but I could not see her. She was staying with her aunts in Putney. Her thoughts were of her father, not of me.
Mr. Spenlow was not, in fact, a rich man. He owed people money. After that was paid, there was not a lot for Dora. It was a bad time. I often went to Putney, and I walked around the streets, but I did not see Dora. I was very worried and unhappy about the future.